Hi, my name is Andrew Connell, and in this brief video, I'm going to walk you through the Office 365 Development Patterns and Practices sample, Branding, Apply Branding. In an effort to help customers address the most impactful and useful scenarios, the Office 365 Development Patterns and Practices group has created a number of code samples that complete common customer scenarios. The code is published in a public GitHub repository located at https://github.com/officedev/PNP, and it contains solution packs of content as well as sample packs of sample code that has been reviewed by the Office 365 team and blessed as a recommended way to approach these different scenarios. This sample shows how branding elements such as master pages, page layouts, images, and CSS files can be uploaded to SharePoint Online. They can also be published and approved. All of this is done using the client-side object model, or the CSOM. This sample also shows you how to change a master page for a specific site. A standard Windows console application is used to upload all the files. Starting with a site collection that has been created using the publishing site template, the console application will upload the files specified in an XML file to the target site. Let's see the sample in action. Let's take a look at the code in this project. So what I have here is I've opened up the solution branding.applybranding in Visual Studio 2013. This is just a simple console application. Before I run this, let's take a look at the site that we're going to update. This is an Office 365 developer site, and I've activated the publishing features both for the site collection and for the site. If you take a look at the site contents page, what you'll see here are a series of lists, and all of these lists were created by the publishing features that I activated. I want you to notice that we only have one item in the pages library. Notice we have zero items in the images library, zero images in the site collections library. And if I come over to the site settings and I look at the master pages and page layouts gallery, what you'll see here is I don't have a default master page that is set here. I have minimal.master and other master pages, but there's not one called default.master. And I've got a couple other files here as well. So let me go ahead and let's go back to the home page here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to launch this application. But before I do that, let's take a look at settings XML. What you'll see here is that I've created a site listing here that says that of all the sites that I want to provision all the files to. Notice that we're putting two files in the style library. We're putting a file called default.master in a folder called gaps. And then I also here am saying what's the root tenant. So just to be sure here, if I go look at the gaps folder, see if we have a gaps folder inside of our master page gallery. Let's go back over here to site settings, to master pages and page layouts. And you see that there is no gaps folder listed right in this area. Okay, so let's go run the application. So I'll just go ahead and click start. This console application will fire up. It'll prompt me to go ahead and log in. So I'll go ahead and log in here to my site collection. Now the console will connect to my site and we'll start uploading the files. Okay, now everything has been done. So now let's go take a look and see if we have these files, in fact. So we'll refresh the homepage of the site, and we can see that, sure enough, some things have changed. We've got the master page has definitely changed here. If I go take a look at our site contents page, you can now see that in our style library, we did upload a few new files. We uploaded a CSS file. We find those in our gaps folder right here. These are the files that were just uploaded, a new default CSS and a new logo. We click on the logo, you can see that it looks just like this logo that you'll see right here. Yep, there it is, same exact one. And so what this did, this sample showed you how to provision some content up into SharePoint. Let's take a look and see how we did this in the project. Well, what I have here inside of Visual Studio is I have this branding folder. And the branding folder contains a bunch of assets. These are just standard files. We don't need to look at these. The interesting part here is in the program.cs file and then this branding helper file that's going to go along with it. So we go ahead and open the program file up. After I go load the XML file that contains all the different branding assets, I then go and prompt the user to find some information about their credentials. So I establish some credentials with the site. And then once I've done that, I come down here, use the client context to create a new instance of the client context for the specified site. And I also specify how we're going to log in. We're logging in using SharePoint Online credentials. So if I scroll down a little bit farther, you can see that this is pretty straightforward. It's going to call upload files, upload the master page, and then upload the page layouts. If we look at upload files, what it's doing here in this for each loop is it's looking at all the stuff in the XML and it's finding all of the files that I've told it that I want to upload. So we look here at the branding helper and we're going to look at what upload file looks like. So if I look at upload file, I'll right click on this and go to the declaration. What this one's going to do is get a reference to the current SharePoint site, and then it's going to get a reference to the root path of the SharePoint site as well. But it's also going to add in a subpath that's being passed in as a parameter on the upload file. If I go back to the program file real quick, you see here that I can pass a path in, and it's coming from the XML file that I've defined. Then write something out to the console, says we're going to upload a file. And then I got a couple internal helper methods. One says make sure, or it says ensure folder. That says make sure that a folder already exists. And if it doesn't, it goes ahead and creates it. It then checks to see if the file is already there. And if it is, it goes ahead and checks it out before it uploads it. And then it calls add file to upload the file. And then finally check in, publish, and approve the file. Let's take a look at what each one of these does. Ensure folder, if I go to the declaration for this, this one is simply going to use the client object model's exception handling scope. And what that's going to allow me to do is to specify the try that I want to have run. And if there's an exception, I want to catch the exception and do some stuff. So in this case here, I'm getting a folder. If the folder didn't exist, I would get an error. And that error is going to go create a brand new folder. You can see that there's the folder that it's going to create. So that's how it's going in and creating the folder. Let's go back up to our method. How do we check a file out? Well, let's look at his declaration. Look at his declaration, and what he's doing is I'm getting a reference to where that file should be using the get file by server relative URL method on the web property or the web object in the client object model. And then I'm going to check to see if there is a checkout type. So if there is no checkout type, if it's not equal to none, then I'm going to undo the checkout and then I'm going to check the file out and save my changes or execute those changes. So that's how I'm going through and checking a file out. Again, let's go back up. The next thing, once I've gone through and I've checked the file out, I'm then going to add a file. So how do I add the file? The add the file is I'm going to go figure out where do I want the file to go, what's going to be the full URL to it, and then what's the folder where it's going to live. I'm then going to use this thing called a file creation information object. And what that's going to do is allow me to create a new file, or at least define a file that should be uploaded. He's got a content property, which is going to be a memory stream. So I'm going to read in all the bytes for the files that have been specified out of the branding folder. I'm then going to figure out the URL of where it's going to go. And then I'll say if I want to overwrite anything that's presently there. To create the file, I'm going to go to the folder, look at his files collection, and add a new file, passing in the file creation information object we just specified. And then once I do that, I'm then going to simply say execute the query to save my changes. Last but not least, I want to be able to check the file out or publish it, check it in and publish it. So let's look at that. I'll right click and say go to the declaration. This one here is going to first check to see if the checkout type is not equal to none. Then I go ahead and check it in. If it is equal to a draft in terms of its publishing status, I'll go ahead and publish it. And then I'll just execute all those changes and we're done. If it has a moderation status where the file required moderation, then what I'll do is I'll go ahead and approve that request. So the moderation request and say, yes, now the file has been moderated and approved, and then I'll save all the changes. And that's basically it for this one. That was how we just went through and uploaded the different files. If I then want to go through and upload master pages, the way I would do that is very similar, except I'm going to call this upload master page. Now, the difference here is I have some content types that I'm going to have to specify at the same time. So here, let me just scroll down to the important part here. All of the stuff at the very top here is just getting a reference to the master page gallery. You can see I'm adding a file, but then what I have to do after I add a file is this new method is called set master page metadata. So if I look at this function, what this is going to do is I have to get a specific content type for the master page itself, for the master page content type. I'm going to have to specify the content type to be equal to the content type for master page. I set the UI version of the master page to 15 or SharePoint 15. And then I'm giving it a description as well. These are extra fields in the master page gallery that you don't normally have in a standard document library. And they're things that we need to set in order to make this accessible as a master page. The same thing is going to be true for page layouts. These are going to have a special content type as well. So here we can see that I have the set page layout metadata. I also have this thing called the publishing associated content type. Let's go back for a second here and let's go find where I'm uploading page layouts. Here it is. Notice here that I had to get this method here, publishing associated content type, and that's being passed in by the caller. So that was up here. If I go back to the program, I have this thing called the publishing associated content type. This is something special that I'm going to need. Now, this is actually something that I define in the settings.xml here. So on my page layout, you'll see here that I have another attribute here that has the content type, a little hard to read here, but it's the content type for a publishing page that I want to use. That is the name of the content type followed by the ID of the content type. And it's a delimited string where we're using these semicolon pounds to separate those different values in the string. So that's being passed in. If I go back to the branding helper, let's go back and let's look at the metadata. So again, what we're going to do here is I have a reference here to the content type ID that's going to be used. This is going to be getting the content type ID that starts with this this parent content type. So here I have the content type for a page layout. So I'm setting, after I've uploaded the file, I'm setting the content type on that page layout equal to this content type for all page layouts. So I'm saying this is the kind of page layout it is. But then I have to also say what is his associated content type as well. And that's the content type that defines the schema that this page layout can render for. So you have two content types, one that says this file is of type page layout. And then you have the associated one, which says this page layout is to be used as a rendering option for this other content type. That's what is line one. That's what line 08 is. And then I'm also giving it a title. So pretty straightforward on how to go through and upload files to SharePoint and provision your branding. If I was doing this with fully trusted code, in this example, this is great if I wanted to upload my files into SharePoint, into Office 365, and I didn't want to use server-side code. The trick here is if I wanted to go through and provision files for a publishing site inside of SharePoint Online in Office 365, if I was using fully trusted code, one of the options would be to create a feature, and then that feature would allow me to use the module element to provision files and to specify the properties on the files as they get provisioned. This sample here is just showing you how to do that with code from outside the SharePoint environment. And again, to get the code for all of the Office 365 Developer Patterns and Practices group, make sure you go to GitHub at github.com/officedev/PMP. If you want to discuss these different samples, ask questions, and interact with the team, they have a dedicated group in the Office 365 technical network in Yammer. Just go to yammer.com/ITProNetwork and look for the group called O365 Dev Patterns and Practices.